The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Got a listing coming up in Oakton, Virginia. Want to mention to you 2706 Clark's Landing Drive in Oakton. Coming soon, 4-bedroom, 3 full bath, 1 half bath, chef's kitchen, updated owner's suite with private bath. Coming up in the spring. But you can go to the coming soon section of our website for more information on that property. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. I have the privilege of selling a property in Kensington, Maryland. And a fascinating gentleman who owned the property. And he is, sadly, has left us at this time. This is a Bill Peach, Colonel Bill Peach. And that's spelled P-I-E-T-S-C-H. He led a commando team in World War II, died at 94 in September. He was a retired Army colonel, one of the few remaining survivors of the World War II Jedburgh espionage and guerrilla operations in Nazi-occupied France. Died at a medical care facility in Rockville, Maryland, again at 94. He had dementia and Alzheimer's disease, said his daughter, Aloysia. In 1944, then-Lieutenant Peach parachuted into France as leader of a three-man team in a clandestine operation to ease the advance of invading Allied armies and help French resistance forces fight the Germans. 93 such teams made nighttime jumps at scattered sites behind enemy lines in France. Their mission? Coordinate airdrops of arms and supplies to French resistance fighters and help partisans in hit-and-run attacks against the Germans. The Jedburghs are widely said to have been the combat ancestors of the elite special forces units in today's U.S. Army. William Colby, director of the CIA from 1973 through 1976, was a Jedburg who, at age 24, led a team that parachuted into occupied France in August of 1944. The Jedburg, as they called themselves, included Americans, British, Free French, and sometimes Canadian, Dutch, or Belgian officers and enlisted men. Lieutenant Peach's team was dropped into the Burgundy region, where he helped the Free French guerrillas obtain weapons and ammunition and monitored the location of Allied prisoners of war being held by the Germans. And later in the war, after the Allies had retaken France, Lieutenant Peach was assigned by General William Wild Bill Donovan, head of the Office of Strategic Services, or the OSS, to escort author Ernest Hemingway around London. No confirmed account of the number of Jedburgh veterans still alive, but Charles Pink, who's the president of the OSS Society, said in an email that there could only be a handful left. Colonel Peach was born in 1922 in New York City, graduated from West Point in 1943 after an accelerated wartime program, and he volunteered for duty with the OSS, the CIA's predecessor, and was called in for an interview with Donovan. According to a citation of the 2014 Distinguished Service Award of the OSS Society, the OSS chief asked the young lieutenant only one question: do you consider yourself lucky? Yes, sir, the young officer replied. Donovan smiled, and he ended the interview. I love that. Do you think you're lucky? You know, do you consider yourself lucky to be here at this point in time, to be able to live your life and to have served in such a way and to have avoided death? Do you consider yourself lucky? How many men and women go off to battle and give their lives, ultimate sacrifice, a limb or otherwise? Colonel Peach did not suffer in that way. He worked training to speak Russian, then assignments in at least 25 countries in Europe and Asia, and he was a special operations fellow and veteran of the Vietnam War, and served as a defense and army attaché in Cambodia and retired in 1973. Now, his property that I'm selling is on Saul Road in Kensington, Maryland, and it's in Chevy Chase View. I met Colonel Peach probably 7 years ago, and at the time he told me about this property, he said, my property will sell, and they will tear my house down, and they'll put 4 houses up on my property. And I remember thinking, man, where is this property? Well, actually, coincidentally, another friend of mine happened to know the family, and she recommended me to represent them in the sale of the property. Now, I want to discuss the property and the real estate of it and why this is important and what also adds value to the particular piece of property in question. Colonel Peach's house is a modest, 1,700-square-foot colonial built in 1923. And it's on 30,000 square feet. OK, Kensington as a town center was developed in the late 19th century as a respite to get out of the city, to get away and have a place to that's in the suburbs, that's far away from the city. Yes, Kensington was considered far away at the time. And in the development of Kensington, the Chevy Chase View subdivision, which is built right around Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, many of the houses, many of the lots there were developed in the 1920s, putting this property right by the church and putting this right off of Saul Road with easy access to Connecticut Avenue. You are 5 minutes or less from getting on to 495 at Connecticut Avenue, but you're up within the heart of a neighborhood that has this Kensington community, or what they call K-Town, is the nickname for Kensington, to live in that area. The community, it feels like an old world community in Kensington. Kids bicycling around, families out hanging out. There's block parties, and the elementary school has an incredibly popular 5K race. Actually, is next Saturday, 8:30 in the morning, right there in the neighborhood. I encourage you to register, and it's got a fun run, Cardinal 5K. You can get a sense for the neighborhood. If you've not been to Kensington and haven't enjoyed how wonderful Kensington is, I encourage you, go to hrcardinals.com if you want to sign up. Everybody gets a finisher's medal. It's great for the kids. And there's music and freebies galore given out. Should be a lot of fun. So Kensington is an area right in that central location within the community. Here are four properties, and you've got houses generally sell for between $750,000 and about $1 million for single family houses, unless a house has been taken down. You've got homes that are $600,000, $550,000 Ramblers that were built 1950s that are being taken down, and then $1.3-1.4 million homes are being put up. These are particularly large lots, though, 12,500 square feet. These are the lots I'm selling, 12,500, 30,000 square feet, 20,000 square feet. The property is perfect, ideal for development, and really think it's easy to get a fifth lot out of the group. We're asking $3.25 million. If you're a builder listening, or you know someone who is a builder and might find some interest in this, I encourage you to go to ericstewartgroup.com. Property's active. It is under land section in the MRIS, what we call the MLS today. Well, hey, I got to take a quick break. I've got Mr. Rosenthal coming right back after that, so don't go away. Sure.